Back here with number 10, Adam Jones, joining us from Sarasota, Florida. And Adam, before we get into anything that we really don't care about, there's 7 months to talk baseball. We like talking other things with you. One of my all-time
favorite. Every single time.
We never actually get to baseball, which is fine. I mean, every once in a while we do, but you know, you called in a few weeks ago just to weigh in on the Saved by the Bell reunion on Jimmy Fallon a few weeks ago. That was epic.
That was a comeback. I know that you're different, Hollander. You're different.
I appreciate that, and we've actually
in a good way.
Thank you. Last year at spring training, we actually did. Jay came up with the questions, and you and I, we did Saved by the Bell trivia. I forget who won. At that point, there were no winners. We were both losers.
I think it might have been Ty.
It may have been a tie.
I gotta ask Casey. Yeah, I gotta ask Casey.
We could ask him. All right, how are things going right now with this team? What's the sense in the clubhouse?
Sense in the clubhouse is we loose. We ready to stretch. Ready to run. That's it.
What about new hitting coach Scott Coolball? What's your feelings with him right now? Is there a relationship, chemistry? Is he a good guy to work with?
He's a good guy to work with. He's simple. Yeah, he's simplifying. I mean, we haven't obviously gotten to dig deep into anything yet. Obviously, it's the first week of people being down here. So we've just, met each other, everybody shaking hands, all that stuff. And I get to talk to him in the morning when I'm out in the cage and, just tell him what the routines I've usually worked. And he's telling me what he thinks overall and all that kind of stuff. So it's obviously it's just feedback. We talk to each other. Communicate, Hollander. Key of life.
Key of life. Relationship building and communicating. It's what I try and do for a living.
Just said the key of success has always been communication. Lack of communication always fails. So we're just trying to talk and know each other.
Let me ask you this, Adam. You are an incredibly accomplished player. You're a multi-time All-Star. You're going to go down as one of the greatest Orioles of all time. You have a chance to be one of the most prolific players of the last 10, 15 plus years, multiple gold gloves. Do you ever get to spring training kind of curious about your skill set? It's been time. I know you work out all off-season long, but are you ever curious whether or not that bat speed will be there in the spring, or those legs will be there, that arm will be there? It's kind of an odd question, I know, but is there ever this kind of curiosity about that? Is it still there?
That's actually a great question, because every time I just get back into baseball activities, throwing, hitting, I always just be like, I really know how to do this. It's hard to do.
It's just so hard to do. Yeah.
And then I go with my friends, and then I go back, get back into the groove with my boys back in California in San Diego, and it comes back. For some reason, it comes back. It's like riding a bike. I don't get it. I don't ask how. I don't question that part. I don't question the abilities. But as you understand how to, I think as you get older, at the end of the day, I'm 29. I'm a young man in relative of any normal working man.
Right.
I'm a lawyer. I'm a person who probably just got a damn raise.
You're in your prime.
Raise yet.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm a professional athlete. So, you understand. I understand what it takes to get myself ready for the season. I understand what it takes in the off season to put myself in that position. I understand all the conditioning I need to get myself ready. I understand how many swings I need in the cage. I understand control, portion control. You know what I mean? Like weight loss, Weight Watchers of baseball. I understand what I need to get myself ready now. And I learned it from Markakis, because he always had a simple routine to keep himself, to get himself ready. It's not being cocky that you're on the opening day roster, but when you have to be ready. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You've hit 169 career major league home runs. Is there ever a moment in spring training when you hit your first one over the fence, saying to yourself as you run the bases, I still got it?
About time. I always say about time.
Always about time.
It's usually late in spring training. They'd be like, oh, damn, he got any pop? Yep. Whack. And then I'm like, okay, about time. Loosen up. And then I start to have, and that's why I like the last 2 weeks of spring training. We play, everybody, the focus it starts to become intense, because the pitchers are going to go out there for six, maybe seven. And you know, you start to face the big boys. You get all the starters because they have to come throw on the road, and sometimes you have to go play on the road, and you just concentrate more, and then you start to line out more in spring training, and then you know what I'm saying. You know what you need to do to get yourself ready. That's the beauty of, like I said, of being around a little bit and just understanding the game and understanding my body. And like I said, I know how to take care of myself. Also, I know how to eat right. I know how to get treatment. I know how to get massages. I know I just how to take care of my body because, Brett, my body is my temple.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, to that end, Adam, final question: what's on the menu tonight in the Jones household in Sarasota?
Kirby made some green chili enchiladas and
wow.
in the oven right now.
Wow. Well,
so if you get off my phone, I can go eat.
All right. Well, on that note, Adam, thank you so much. Stay healthy and well, and we'll catch up very soon, my friend.
Indeed.
That is Orioles center fielder Adam Jones, who I think is a shot to get after an MVP award in 2015. How about that? Yeah, I just said that. We'll come back with more next year on WBAL News Radio 1090.